fine fleet indeed.
Now, step into my cabin and tell me how you disposed of my brother Jeremiah.
Oh, it was quite simple, really. Much easier than your other brothers, Obadiah and Ezekiel. They took some killing, I can tell you.
You were responsible for the deaths of Obadiah and Ezekiel.
Maybe a bit.
I may have despised Jeremiah, but I loved the others as if they were my brothers. Which they were. Therefore I, Hasdrubal Heartflasher, am forced to take action. Bumson!
Sir!
Take this heathen murderer below.
Cursing my luck, I was dragged below decks and imprisoned. Above, I heard the sounds of the ship preparing to depart.
Weigh anchor and hoist the mainsail. Men and troops to pumpty and splice the semi-shangles.
And I knew that even if I escaped the ship, I would be trapped in the middle of the English Channel. Terror gripped me as I stared at the walls of my prison. And then, in the darkness, carved into the wood, I saw something that gave me great resolve.
What's that? T.B. My father's initials.
So my father had been on board HMS Gurr, and with his last ounce of strength, he had managed to carve his initials. Then, with another last ounce, he had carved a letter.
Dear Pip, Pippa, Poppy, and my dear wife Agnes, I am trapped on this ship. Must go as I'm down to last ounce of strength. Lots of love, Thomas.
And finally, in a trembling hand, he had managed to scratch the rough musical outline for a piano concerto.
Bombi-bombi-bomba. Oh, not bad.
My father was alive. I had to escape. My chance arose later when Admiral Heartthrasher came down to gloat.
Gloat, gloat, gloat. Gloaty, gloaty, gloat, gloat.
You'll not hold me captive, you wooden monster.
I hurled myself at him. We tumbled to the deck.
You cannot beat me.
But I had been planning. As we rolled around the pitching floor of the ship, I grabbed his wooden left arm and, pressing it close to his wooden left leg, started to rub the two together.
What are you doing?
I rubbed as hard and fast as I could, and then, yes, glory be, I saw a spark in the darkness.
No!
I rubbed more, and there were further sparks, and suddenly he was ablaze, every wooden part of him. Alas, so was the ship, and I feared the flames would consume me as well.
Must get out!
In the inferno, I saw an axe. I grabbed it and started hacking at the deck. And finally, I was through.
Done it! Thank heaven! That seawater flooding in will douse the fire.
And it did. It also sank the ship.
I didn't really think that through.
And so I found myself adrift in the English Channel.
Help! Somebody help!
But the ship had sunk with all hands. I floated alone and terrified, dreaming of my family, but fearing that I would never see them again.
No! Adrift! In the ocean? What about the jellyfish? The ice cream whales? The trifle sharks? This is awful. How did you escape?
You will hear next time.
But what if I can't wait? What if I die of excitement first?
Then the world will suffer a very minor loss.
Oh.
Now leave and return next week.
Yes, sir.
Accursed man.
Father, he is just doing his job.
And if a man who is paid to slaughter puppies was found knee-deep in puppy entrails and juggling their tiny doggy heads, he too could be said to be just doing his job. But would that make it any the less vile?
Is that a real job?
Probably in France. At least now we're near the end. Another two sessions should do it. And next time, you shall hear how I fell in love and experienced the greatest loss of all.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Sir Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolent, Lawrence Howarth as Mr. Parsimonious, Jeffrey Whitehead as Beetle Hardthrasher, Susie Kane as Pippa, Sarah Hadland as Lily, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Mark Perry as the King, and Mark Evans as the Sailor. It was produced by Gareth Edwards.